Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
What's up, man? What's going on? How everyone doing?
Good.
Great.
So how would you say your first training camp practice of 2025 went out there?
I'm going to say it went awesome. You know, just being with my guys. I pretty much say that every year, but it's the truth. You know, just being with my teammates, man, and just getting ready for this ride. I believe it's going to be a great year this year.
How are you different from past season? What's different from Lamar Jackson?
I'm 28. Last year I was 27, so I'm a year older. Yeah.
That's it?
A year wiser. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Along those lines, though, this is your eighth training camp.
Yeah.
When you think back to your first or second training camp, how is your preparation different this time of year? I mean, do you try out more things during practice? Do you experiment more with throws you can get away with? Like, take us through that a little bit.
I mean, I try to, like, Coach Monk probably get on me a little bit because he be wanting me to throw the ball certain places, but I'm like, sometimes in the game, it might not happen the way, you know, it is in practice. So I pretty much just try to hit passes that I normally might not get in the game, looks I might not get in the game, and I try everything. And then sometimes Coach let me get away with it. Sometimes he going, you know, he going to coach me. Yeah. I tried him out the other day. I tried to get him on a fade route with D-Hawk. We was a little bit out of bounds. We was out of bounds a little, but he's still that guy. Jair's still that guy, man.
Did you do anything different in the off season? I know you talked about watching those losses you had.
Yeah.
Did you do anything different in terms of preparation for this?
I'll say I watch more TV. That's about it. Usually I don't watch that much TV, but I watch a lot more TV, movies, if that. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Like Ride Along, stuff like that. Like comedy movies. I like comedy. I like to laugh. I like action movies too. But Ride Along kind of comedy and action a little, so I got a little bit of both. Yeah.
Lamar, you've won some pretty impressive offenses during your time here. So much has been said about the roster construction.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's early in company. Do you feel like this is the best you could have and that's around
you? Yeah, absolutely. I say that every year, though. But, yeah, man, we got a great group of guys, great wide receiving core, great running backs. Great tight ends, great offensive line. We got the same guys back. Probably one guy missing off the O-line. Defense is looking incredible as always. Man, we're looking great on paper, like I said, but we're going to see when the time comes.
And now a third year with Todd Monken. How important is that when you take the field today? You know each other.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm pretty much knowing what Coach thinks. And like I just said earlier, you know, I pretty much try different things. So he gonna coach me, you know. He want me to do certain things, what he has designed. Just got to follow suit, and it's pretty good, you know. Just picking back off of each other is great. It's great to do.
Lamar, ever since you've been the quarterback here, I think pretty much everyone says Rams are a Super Bowl contender. And you've gone far.
Yeah.
Is there a reason? Can you tell this? Maybe this early on, maybe a reason why you think this year might be the year.
To be honest, I'm really not trying to think that far, you know, because every time we have those discussions, man, we get to the playoffs, but we know we don't punch in, we don't finish. So I'm pretty much just trying to finish camp the correct way and then get ready for the Bills. I'm not really trying to think about, you know, the Super Bowl yet.
That's sort of the motto of it. How do you evaluate individual success for yourself?
Say it one more time, Cordell.
How do you evaluate yourself year to year? Do you kind of go back and rewatch film, or is it solely based on team success? How do you just evaluate Lamar from year to year?
I pretty much go back and see like what went wrong in the games we lost, and see how I can get better. You know, see my mistakes, see what we could have did better as a team, see what I could have did better individually, and just go from there.
Did you evaluate yourself from last year?
Absolutely.
What did you
think? I did all right. Could have did better.
Lamar,
I feel so.
I think a lot of people look at last year and say, "Gosh, how can you play any better than Lamar played last year?" In your mind, is there another level for you still?
Yeah, I'm only 28. I'm really just getting started for real.
Lamar,
yeah.
The arbitration case that you were involved in with the league leaked out, I guess, the ruling a few weeks ago. What did you make of all that? And I guess, were you aware of the result of that when it happened?
See, this new addition to the stadium, back to the facility. I love it. Got the fans out here. Focus on football right now. I'm not worried about that right now. You know, that happened. It is what it is. focus on this right now. I'm making up what happened in right here on this field with my guys, trying to get better, trying to win games.
Lamar, to that point, last time we saw you in Buffalo, we talked about the turnovers and you were upset with yourself.
Yeah.
How do you, like, some of that's just obviously chance and luck, but is that something, like, how do you go about working on that?
Just hold on to the ball, man. How many interceptions I throw regular season? Like, yeah, four, five?
Sorry.
Jameson, why you got to give me an extra one? Man, here, man. That's crazy, man. You like five or something? But anyways, man, just hold on to the ball because we did a pretty good job. We played the Steelers, man, you know, in the playoffs. It just happened, you know, first snow game. Not trying to get out of excuse, but that's the first snow game. Things happen, bro. It happens, man. It's football. Things are meant to happen. You know, it's God time. It's not my time because if it was my time, we would have had seven Super Bowls in a row already, you know? Real talk. Yeah. Everything, man. Whatever it takes to get my team to that ticket, you know, to that big dance. But we got to take care of now, you know, take care of camp, get better in camp each and every day. That's all I'm focused on.
A lot of talk about the expectations over and over because you guys have been so close the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Do you embrace that, though, the way that the fans and the media all are picking you guys?
To be honest with you, I really don't worry about the media, you know. It's pretty much the fan base and my teammates, you know. Like how everyone else feel, you know. I'm working with these guys working with me, and it's like we getting there but we're not finishing. How can we get better? You know, how can we make the Baltimore City even more happier? You know, we having regular season success, we making it to the playoffs, but we gotta get to that dance, like I said, and it starts here. Man, our offense is – I believe our offense has no limits because we got guys that can play any position. You know, like you just said, like Zay going a slide, got D-Hop outside, Bait outside. Man, it's no roof. You know, the ceiling's unlimited, you know, for our guys. And I really don't want to get our offense away. You pretty much just put Zay on the spot, put me on the spot. We're going to keep it under the radar until teams got to see us. For one, D-Hop is a pro, all pro, Hall of Famer, you know, one of the greatest in the league ever. So him just being a new addition going to make my job a lot easier. And me just being older and being in the league 8 years now, everything is just pretty much just backhand. Like, I know everything like the back of my hand. And I'm knowing what I'm seeing out there from coverage-wise, a coverage standpoint. He just getting with me, you know, it's like – it's going to be bread and butter when the time comes, but for right now, we just grinding. You know, it's going to be a grind for the first day, and it's great. You know, it's a great process. It's a great process. It's a learning process for both of us.
Does it blow your mind that it is year 8 for you?
Yeah, it do. It do, because it happened so fast. I remember just walking in the locker room and talking to Levine, Anthony Levine, and it was like, he telling me, like, man, you're going to be one of the ones. And I'm don't get me wrong, I'm looking up to him because, like, you know, he's a vet, a co-cap, man. It was dope for him to speak to me, you know, just me being a rookie and now year 8. And then the way he said it, it's like, what the everything happened so fast, like a whirlwind for me, you know?
Lamar, I know you take it day by day, but how do you evaluate the benefits that you're going to get? Like, what do you need to see or feel to be like, all right, we accomplished what we want to accomplish?
Pretty much just scoring our defense because we got one of the best defenses in the league. And if we can put points on our defense or move the ball on our defense, I feel like we're having a lot of success.
Do two more, please.
Lamar, heading into week one of this season against Buffalo, after the way that last season ended in Buffalo, have you kind of had a circle on the calendar for week one since they released the schedule, and how have you been preparing for that game specifically?
You know, I'm starting here, you know, starting with camp. I'm trying to get better in camp, trying to get me and my guys on the same page, you know, build chemistry as much as we could for when that time comes. You know, I'm not worried about them because obviously we got to play on week one. And there's no shying away from that. You know, we already know what we're ahead of. Just focus on now.
All good? All right.
Thanks, LJ. Appreciate you.